Great to be joined by Rodney Atkins. Now he's going to be playing at the Crawford County Fair coming up on Friday. The Crawford County Fair, long known for terrific entertainment, and it's certainly no different this week as well. And Rodney, I guess I don't know how many times you've been in this section of the country, or if at all. Have you been through here before?
I think we have, yeah, through the years. It's always fun to come through, especially get to play the fairs. That's where I can relate to folks at, man. It's kind of my kind of people.
How come you like to play the fairs so much?
I don't mind, you know, it's always fun and loud and to play clubs. And, you know, when you get in arenas and big shows like that, but at fairs and festivals, things like that, it's usually families, you know, and that's who I'm trying to sing to.
Yeah, that really makes me think actually of your songs, because some of my favorite songs of yours are kind of about families or about the relationship between, you know, a father and a son, or a father and a daughter, and things like that. Is that something that has always kind of been dear to your heart, those type of deals?
Definitely, you know, it's finding ways to sing about. I think that families, in terms of not just perfect, pretty blue skies, no bills kind of songs, but about real life and families. And that's when folks can really relate. And, you know, it's tough to find those kind of songs, but like Watching You, where you're making a mistake as a parent, but then you're kind of doing the right thing also. He's Mine, you know, the kid is getting in trouble, but it's, you know, it's about unconditional love, and obviously Cleaning This Gun is just kind of funny.
I completely agree. You just named my three favorite Rodney Atkins songs.
Awesome.
Do you have, I mean, I know it's a little bit like asking parents about, you know, which kid, but do you have any favorites of yours?
You know, Watching You is always going to be very special, because I wrote it about my son Eli, you know, when he was 4 years old, and just kind of painted a picture of a day in the life, you know. And so it kind of marks a moment in time that's always going to be special. And now we have a 7-month-old little boy named Ryder. And it's funny, when I told Eli he's going to be a big brother, the first thing he said was, "It's Watching You Part 2, Dad."
He's in on it. And, you know, the fans agreed, because that one went number one.
It did. That was Watching You was the most played song of the decade in country music. And, you know, it's just a story song about my son.
Did you always want to be a country music singer, Rodney?
You know, my parents told me when I was like 4 or 5 years old, I asked them, they said, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And I said, "Well, how do you get to be Charlie Daniels?" So I guess I kind of did.
I guess so. But you know, a lot of people have the dream. You made it happen. Was it a long road?
Oh, of course, yeah. When I moved to town, you know, it was a 10-year process before I had a number one song. And so it didn't seem like that much time was going by, but it kind of does. I remember when I first moved to town, I heard Randy Travis in an interview saying that he was a 10-year overnight success, and I was thinking, "Oh, it won't take me that long," but it definitely did.
Yeah, you hear that a lot. So you mentioned Randy. Who did you listen to growing up? Who were kind of some of your country music idols, or maybe not even country music? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, for sure. You know, Charlie Daniels was a big one that I listened to. My folks had a pretty extensive record collection, and I listened to a lot of that, and it would be, you know, Glenn Campbell, Willie Nelson, Taggart, Allman Brothers, Skynyrd, but Charlie Daniels for sure. Then there's the Randy Travis, Dwight Yoakam, and then obviously when Garth and Alan Jackson, that class of 89 came out, that was when I was, you know, really starting to try to write songs, and so they had a huge influence as well.
That's great. You get have a great band with you. Has your band been with you a long time, or you have some new people, or how's that work?
Yeah, my drummer's been with me for over 10 years, and then the rest of the players in the band have been with me for about I think about 3 years now. And as we finished up early this year, a new album, we went in kind of for the first time in a while and did some rehearsing extensively that I hadn't done in a long time, as far as kind of taking the show to a new place. And it's the best band that I've ever had. And so we're really excited about coming out and playing this music. And we've got to go out and work out a lot of kinks and stuff. We actually just got back from Germany. We went over there and just a couple days ago. We went over through the 4th of July and played for the military in Ramstein, the Air Force Base, and then we went to Stuttgart and played for those men and women. And it's cool getting to take the show to a new place, and we'll be ready to rock when we get there with you guys.
That's awesome. Was that really meaningful, being able to play for the troops?
Oh, yeah, it always is. So special. They're so just – they're just so appreciative that, you know, you take the time to go over and play for them. We've got to do a lot of different USO, shows from which Germany was, you know, that's not a war zone, but we have got to play in Afghanistan a few times. It's always a lot of fun.
That's great. Eric Pasley going to be on the stage there at the Crawford County Fair as well. Have you played alongside him before?
Yeah, man. My wife, Rose Falcon, actually wrote his number one song that he had called Friday Night, wrote that song with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's talent all over your family, huh?
He's definitely the most talented one.
That's good. Well, you mentioned that your son said, is this going to be Watching You Part 2? Or are they have some musical talent too, you think?
You know, my son, Eli, he is interested in a lot of different kinds of music. And he has learned a few chords on the guitar, you know, and he'll play around with that. Or he can sit down at the piano and figure out how to play songs. I've just showed him a few chords on the guitar. But he does have some musical some creative talent, you know. I don't know if that's something that he'll pursue or if it's just kind of – I think music is great when it's just sort of a creative outlet, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rodney, we thank you for your time, and we really look forward to seeing you at the Crawford County Fair coming up on Friday. We wish you safe travels.
Thanks, man. Cannot wait. We will be there ready to rock. Everybody come be prepared to sing with us.
All right, sounds great. Rodney Atkins joining us right here on Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot. Let's play some – Rodney Atkins will do a little cleaning this gun right now in the boot.